Welcome to another edition of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians defend music that people give them a little shit about like. And I am Tom Dekar, the Wolf of Dog Street, for another week, joined by Tommy McNamara, the boy who cried Wolf of Dog Street.
Yes.
The Prince of Snarkness. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Just got back from, this will come out later, but just for, I just got back from Indiana. I just got off a plane where I was sitting next to a child who was screaming, and the dad handed that kid off to the kid's mom, and then that mom handed another kid to him to hold. Then that kid started screaming.
Oh, God.
2 hours, baby. But I'm doing good. How you been? You been good?
Been doing well, yes. Now I realize my air travel is ruined by, I just keep thinking of things that will happen and getting like pre-mad about them, but then they don't happen. And I'm like, well, that was a perfectly normal flight. I spent the whole time like tensed up waiting for something bad to happen.
Sure. Well, it's the, you know, a lot of the biggest struggles you have don't even happen. Isn't that right?
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest is Mike Kaplan.
Mike Kaplan. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. My soul has been swooning with joy this holiday season.
Look at that.
Yeah,
it says on the fridge, may your soul swoon with joy and love this Christmas time. That's from the
Tommy McNamara holiday card.
My family, yes.
Yeah. I was about to say, why the hell is that on my fridge? And then I realized what it was.
And I also like the idea. I have been where you've been with, I never thought about it, the concept of, I'm pre-mad.
Mm-hmm. Pre-med. I have pre-check, but you have pre-med.
TSA pre-med, just for anything that might, just, you know, you get all the madness out of your way.
Yeah.
But like, it happens when I drive. I feel like my anger comes up most when I'm driving, and it's not as much anymore, but it used to be for sure. Now I just rhyme and that helps me deal with it. But like I would be, you know, in a lane and you see somebody and you're like, they better not cut me
off.
Totally.
Yeah.
They better not. And then they don't. And you're like, now there's this. It's like there's this the story from Ram Dass about a guy in a boat just sitting in like a rowboat. And then another boat slams into him. Like, and it's just this foggy area. And he goes, hey, what are you doing? And then the fog lifts and there's nobody in that boat. And he's like, what is this anger? Like, who is it at? Where is it? Like, what is it doing?
Wait, it was a self-driving boat?
It just was drifting. Yeah, somebody remote controlled it. They're like, I'm gonna fuck with that guy. But yeah, so I feel like for myself, that's what that like being angry when people haven't done things is something that is understandable, and also it's only hurting me.
Yeah, totally. Let's talk about a band that I don't think anyone is angry at. Maybe the Facebook will disagree.
Oh, the Facebook already disagrees.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about Eve 6.
Eve 6.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I mean, they put in so many renditions. Like, they didn't subject us to Eve 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
Eve 1 is Eve.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So just the other ones in between.
Can I tell you, while we're on this topic, their first two band names before they got to Eve 6, were you guys aware of these?
No? I did not know of these.
They are Yaku.
Oh.
Y-A-K-O-O.
That sounds like something Mario says when he jumps.
Yaku! And the other one is 11-teen.
Oh.
So I'm happy they got to Eve 6.
I mean,
yeah, 11-teen is bad. Yaku could be good.
Do you guys know the story that now I'm like, I don't think I made it up. I'm sure somebody told me, and I hope it's true, about Monster Magnet, the band?
No.
That the reason that their name is Monster Magnet is that they created it, you know, their first like demo or whatever to send out to try and get representation or a record company interested. And they created, I don't know how many, but let's say somewhere between, you know, a few and like a dozen or just so many different band names. And they put the same album out with those, and they're like, whichever one comes back that they've selected us, that's, and they're like, oh, somebody liked Monster Magnet, so that's who we are.
That's so funny. Yeah. We should have done that with this podcast.
I like the name.
And with our comedy style.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
what do people like? We'll be whatever you guys want.
How do we
just donate measly funds to our Patreon? Do you know what Eve 6 is in reference to?
I would love to find out.
I don't. Yeah. I have not researched the band I like.
The band's final name is a reference to the X-Files. Baginson. Who is that? It's one of the people in the band, I guess.
Okay.
I assume, unless it's just a random dude. Let's see. Oh, damn it. Sorry. What the hell is the list of the people who are in this stupid band? The band originally consisted of Max Collins, John Siebels, and Nick Myers. The band formed in 95 in La Crescenta, California. First as Yaku, then 11teen. The name Eve Six was only adopted later. Their first gig was at Eagles Coffee Pub in North Hollywood. 11teen had secured a recording contract with RCA while the band's members were still in high school and being managed by Jake Knight. After recording the unreleased 11teen, Myers left the band and was replaced by Tony Fagenson.
That's
where he comes in. Thank you, Tony. The band.
Can we just say as a nation, thank you, Tony.
The band's final name is a reference to the X-Files. Fagenson, a fan of the show, suggested the name after seeing an episode entitled Eve, which included a character who went by the name of Eve Six. Tale as old as time.
Ha ha! A person heard a thing and then said it again. I like that thing. We'll say that. That's us.
They were young kids. They were hardly 11teen back then.
Tommy keeps trying to set his Tinder to 11teen.
God damn.
11teen and under.
That's why, you know why Michael Jackson loves Eve 6? Because there's 11teen of them.
Oh, that's great.
So let's play, I think, what you were about to do.
Yes.
The song that, if you are wondering who Eve 6 is,
right,
you've definitely heard this song. I love this song. It's not on Mike's playlist.
It's not on Mike's playlist.
We figured we had to play it.
I love this song. It is. It's called Inside Out. It is based on the Pixar film.
the film Up.
All right. So here's a little bit of
very sad first 10 seconds.
Yeah. First 10 seconds.
Would leave me empty inside. Swallow my doubt, turn it inside out. Find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. I burn like a wicker cabinet.
Oh shit. Sorry. I'm trying to skip forward. No. I mean, I think you guys get the point.
Yeah.
You know that song. You love it. I forgot I had this album.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I loved this song. So I loved Here's to the Night and this song so much. I found this album at a bookstore for $1. Mm. I used to buy CDs at
Sure.
I remember buying the Jim Blossoms CD at a pawn shop, which seems very weird.
Yeah, I would buy CDs at pawn shops too, because you could just, a lot of times they'd have them. Oh my God, Pepe. You could get albums for like $1. So there was a bunch that I got without even knowing who they were. I just liked the cover, and a lot of those suck.
Yep.
Also, just I think Here's to the Night is not on this same album.
Right. I was so into them that I was like, I will just buy the album.
That
I see.
That makes sense.
But
do you remember how you found
I think I just saw things? I heard this song on MTV, and it's just, I mean, I don't know. Like, here's the thing. My parents were music teachers. I've played the violin since I was 4. I taught myself guitar in high school. I've been like immersed in music my whole life. There's a joke that I have been working on where the true feeling that I have is like sometimes when I hear like an amazing musician play, this is not about Eve 6 right now, but when I hear, it could be, why not? But when I hear an amazing musician and I like, if I can talk to them afterwards, I'll be like, I love your music. And also, I'm a musician, so my opinion means something even more valuable. Yeah. And also, so I don't know that, like, you know, Eve 6 is, they're not doing like tons of things that are like specifically innovative with, you know, they're mm-hmm. playing like it's good rock music, but just the guy's voice is so like comforting and warm and full and rich, and it just like it feels good to listen. And I don't remember the video that much, but I'm sure that I was watching a video and I was just like, this sounds cool. And I got the album and I'm like, most of the songs sound cool.
Yeah. There's no music like this right now.
No.
I find it like they just put out the top Billboard's top 10 rock singles of the decade, and like four of them were Imagine Dragons, two of them were 21 Pilots. There wasn't like a single one by a band
that
I
sucks.
Like. And I was like, God, there's no just like popular good guitar rock really that's happening. And I miss bands like this.
I absolutely miss sound. Like, this song is so fun.
If only you were allowed to listen to it still.
This is one of those, though, that like, when you get the lyrics down to this for like karaoke or something, it is the most satisfying thing. The want to put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin around in a beautiful oblivion is like,
oh yeah,
it's such a good line. Yeah. This was a fun running song. It's got I just love. Oh wait, hold on.
Oh yeah.
Right there.
I would swallow my pride, I would jump on the rides, but the lack thereof wouldn't hit the inside. I would swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing.
The dropping of everything and then the drums coming back up. Yeah, this is a great breakup song.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. And that's what the speculation is, that this is supposed to be a breakup song.
So I just read an interview with him, and he said that the whole album is, he had been cheated on by like the girl he was in love with, and the whole album is just kind of about that relationship.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get more specific with the weird specifics that are in the song.
Sure.
Wicker Cabinet, Ginger Ale, all the weird poetic things he chooses
to do. Yeah, I
want to
know about it.
But that's all he kind of says. That's about a breakup where he got cheated on.
Rendezvous, then I'm through with you.
It's a great turn of phrase.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. How often do you get to hear rendezvous rhymed with?
Not enough.
And in an angry way.
I'm mad about this rendezvous. I'm not going to RSVP next time.
This rendezvous was poo.
Rendezvous, we were called Yaku.
Oh man, rendezvous. Then I watched Dr. Drew.
Oh guys, I just wanted to. I really like what you're doing. I wasn't playing the same game as you guys. The thing that I was saying wasn't meant to rhyme with them. I do understand now that's what you wanted, and my apologies.
You teed it off for us. We just elevated it. We put some wind under the ball.
And we're musicians, so that's...
We're podcasters.
Tommy, this is a good podcast, and I'm a podcaster.
We do force all of our guests to say, this is a good podcast at some point.
Well, that's like on the radio, you know, sometimes you'll hear like those drops or whatever, be like, this is, you know, Snoop Dogg, and you're listening to whatever. Like, why not? This is a good podcast.
I'm Mike Kaplan, and this is a good podcast.
We're going to isolate this audio.
We should do that. I really like that idea.
What if the drop is just, I'm Mike Kaplan?
You sound kind of angry.
I do follow rules, but this is a good podcast. Like Pete Holmes's Keep It Crispy, you know, just at the end. Just if you wouldn't mind just saying, and I'm Mike Kaplan, and this is a good podcast. And ask all your guests to say, I'm Mike Kaplan.
I forgot that he does that on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear one of the songs from the list you gave us, because you went a little more interesting.
How about the first?
What's Your Girlfriend?
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm going to have heard any of these except one of them.
And I'll also just say, before we hear it, like, I haven't listened to their music regularly in years.
Sure.
Like, yes, sometimes when I think of them, I'm like, oh, but just going through this process of like, I was like, oh man, they brought me right back to the beautiful place that I feel listening to music that makes me feel things.
Yeah.
I want to point out really quickly, looking for this song, these cats are going nuts. Looking up Eve 6 and Girl Yield, the results, these are all three songs. There's Girlfriend, which we're going to hear. There's also a song called Superhero Girl.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also a song called Girl Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of girl music, huh?
I love when a girl has girl eyes.
I like her to have whatever kind of eyes, you know, however they identifies.
Yeah. I love you trying to date a robot. A woman, you're trying to date you, but you're... what do you like about me? Your girl eyes. all right, let's hear Girlfriend.
Gone, girlfriend, the try reason. Amen. And I'm alone for the first time. Suck. Good friend, where's the pair? Broken, are you aware that I'm missing you?
Nice fade.
Ooh, yeah. Well done. Masterful work there, Tom.
Thank you.
So it seems like this guy, there's one lyric where he says, like, I'm alone for the first time, but it seems like every song is about having been left.
It'd be funny if every single one of their songs for, like, multiple albums is about one particular moment in his life, like one day.
I like it. I mean, it does seem like there's a comedian who I saw once who is like a 20-year veteran. I don't remember his name, but he had a whole set about shows that went badly. Just like, you know, I saw him do 20 minutes about, like, you know, him starting out and being not good and like opening for punk bands on New Year, like just all kinds of. And I was like, wow, what a masterful set full of all stories about times that you weren't masterful.
Yeah.
And so I feel like this is like that, like beautiful, you know, beautiful art created out of, and maybe this is saying too, putting too much, but he's just like, oh, you gotta keep having girls break up with you. You gotta keep being cheated on. Like this is your muse is your muse leaving.
I remember having that thought legitimately that, cause my first real writing breakthrough was after my fiance left. I had a bad breakup and I started doing well. Like that was like a creative surge. You write all this material. And I remember the next breakup I had being like, well, here it comes again. And then I was like, oh no, I wrote all this. The last one. This just sucks.
Yeah. That happened to me. I had a very similar experience when I lost a suitcase. I did one time lose my glasses in the ocean. And that I was, you know, I didn't think I was going to go that far into the ocean, but like a wave got me. And so then I spent a while and they were like, they were more expensive glasses than I'd ever spent money on.
Of course.
And so I spent time like searching for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
While my girlfriend at the time was just like, they're gone and have a nice time. I was like, maybe I can find them.
The ocean.
And then I wrote a joke about it that I ended up doing on TV. And I'm like, okay, well, that was worthwhile.
It's worth it. Yeah.
And then I lost a suitcase a few years later, left it in a parking lot when I was driving from Tennessee to Kentucky. And I was like, I better write a good joke about this.
Yeah. Every time something bad happens, you're like, this better be fucking funny.
You better,
and
I mean,
the second
yeah.
it's not, you're like,
I had like $400 worth of stuff in that suitcase, so I just needed a $400 joke out of it.
Yeah. But it would have been fun if like a shark, you found the glasses, but a shark was wearing them.
Oh, that would have been, fun is the word.
Or like, what's a fish that has weird eyes?
Oh, yeah. You're stretching them out, shark.
Yeah.
Your eyes are on the opposite sides of your head. My prescription's very strong and your eyes are already good. Have you seen Deep Blue Sea?
They slide down his nose, and when you punch him, his nose it just goes back up, and he looks like a nerd.
Oh,
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And that's just some fun visual comedy.
Nerd shark.
By the way, just before people get all pissed off that we're missing Jared this week, I texted Jared to get his thoughts on Eve 6. He said, sorry, I'm on a cruise.
Oh.
There you go.
Keep an eye out for that. Shark with my glasses.
If you see any of those glasses, please send them to Mike. What's your mailing address?
Oh, it's a P.O. box. Any P.O. box.
P.O. box Mike.
That's actually my name. My legal name is P.O. box. And it's at rural route.
All right, let's hear some of Jetpack.
Oh yeah. I'm so excited. I'm like, how'd you know?
Girlfriend, Jetpack, these are all of my childhood fantasies.
I was a simple child. Back of my shoes. Oh yeah.
I do like his voice a lot.
Yeah.
Guy is vitriolic.
Do you know, I don't know if this might be a relevant fact about the way that I listen to music, which is surprising to some people, but because of the way that my comedy is and the things that, like, I talk about things, like, wherein the content is important. Like,
yes. Mm-hmm.
But when I listen to music, like, almost when always, like, for the first many times I hear a song, I, like, don't know what it's about. I'm not listening to the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Like, if I listen to the lyrics, I hear them only kind of as just, like sound objects.
Yeah.
Like, one of the first albums I bought because, like, a friend of mine at summer camp had it, and I was like, oh, this is great. It was, like, Cypress Hill, Black Sunday.
Yeah.
And their first album. And, like, I have, like, full... all their songs, like, I have a lot of their songs, like, memorized, or, like, uh-huh, sections of their songs. And it was only, like, years later that I'm like, oh, I'm singing about, you know, like, violence.
Yeah,
and
right.
Or drugs. And I'm like, I'm on board with that. But it's just, I'm just like, oh, the sounds of the voice and just the way, like, the words are shaped. Mm-hmm. And, like, Ani DeFranco is another person who I listened to a ton as a teenager and still. And I'm just like, her guitar playing is amazing. Her voice is good. And then years later, I'd be like, also, this song is a good story.
Yeah.
I was just like, but hey, did everybody know that you could be listening to the lyrics the whole time? But, like, I kind of don't. I mean, this song also, like, Jetpack, I'm like, what is it? Is it also about a breakup?
It seems like, yeah, it's about a lady using him for success or something like that. Or who's just, let's see.
It's not a relationship just smoothly running.
you're the one stepping on the back of my shoes. You're the one using me as a muse. You're the one with the jetpack strapped to your back, ready to go. This guy's really good. Yeah, just making sounds.
He's a very visual
Jesus
writer,
Christ,
too.
Buddy, what are you doing? Yes, absolutely. I listen to lyrics first, almost.
Sure.
A lot of the
time. I'm that way too. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, this sounds great too. And it usually has to go hand in hand. It's hard for me to pay too close of attention to the lyrics if the music is really shitty, but I definitely have liked songs that are probably not that good because lyrically I was into it.
Well, that's the thing. I read like some comic books and graphic novels too, and like if I'm like deciding to pick up a new one that I don't know anything about, like I mostly read for who's writing it, you mm-hmm. know, initially, because I'm like, oh, I like the things that this creator has created, and so I'd rather have like a great story with like art that looks okay,
yeah,
rather than just like an okay story with art that looks like, I'll look at a painting mm-hmm. if I want to, you know, sure, look at a cool looking thing. But and obviously the best case is both, when they're both speaking to you, like acting, like lyrics and music at once. But it's weird because that's what I feel like is weird. It's the opposite for me for music. I'm like, I just want to hear beauty.
Yeah.
And I don't even care if it's just, you know, like if it's nonsense, or obviously, if it's like, maybe if it was a message, that'd be the thing. If it's like beautiful music with like a message that is abhorrent to me,
yeah,
like how would I feel about that?
It's like Charles Manson's garbage dump.
Yeah.
A beautiful song.
I got a character idea. Charles Manson. Rich Charles Manson. He like got rich on oil or something like that.
Or his music.
Yeah, or his music.
Really
yeah.
caught on. Went viral.
Old Charles Manson. Quit messing with the levels, Pepe. Pepe's trying to turn his mic up. yeah. It's funny that you said the thing about paintings, because for me, it's when I look at a painting, that's like reading a book.
Oh, my God.
Like, look at that chicken. I just read two books.
Oh yeah, I mean, you can look at it for a long time and be like, right? Oh, his eyes are very intense. There is a chicken painting on the wall. Just I don't know if that's something all your listeners know.
We'll take a picture in front of it. We'll
put that on the that's a good idea.
We haven't taken a picture in a while.
I call those that's a chick pic. we'll send you guys a chick pic.
Yes. Oh my God, these cats are being insane today. Let's hear another song here.
Sure.
Let's see here. Let's listen to Promise, which is also, it's listed on their most popular.
Yeah, that was a radio hit.
Songs, but I don't know if that's one that I don't necessarily remember.
From the album Horoscope, I believe.
Ooh.
Or possibly the one before that. I think there is an album called Horoscope.
It's not the mouthwash I buy.
This is, Horoscope. I think the last one was off that too.
Evening singing dreams inside my head. I'm heading out. I've got some ends who say they care and they just might. I run away with you if things don't go as planned. Planning big could be a gamble. I've already rolled the dice. I spit and stutter, stuff and clutter. Worries in my worried corner. Maladjusted, just untrusted, rusted, sometimes brilliant, busted thoughts. Think I'll stay for.
This is weird. I've never heard this song.
Me neither. Oh,
it's really cool. It's a cool song.
I did like that, though.
Red as a newborn, white as a corpse. That's that guy. He has red hair. And he has very pale skin. Can I say, I think, definitely, if people don't like their music, there's no way for me to, I can't be like, but have you listened to it again?
Yes,
like, there's... It just, it's immediate for me. Like, I feel like there are some people, some bands, some music where you're like, on multiple listenings, like layers reveal themselves. But I feel like I can't, it's hard for me to imagine somebody listening and being like, I don't get it. And being, well, then stop. Just save yourself, get out of here. Because it's just, it's so specific. But I'm like, well, now they're doing that thing. Now they're doing, like, I feel like it's in some ways very like straight ahead, just like rock and roll.
Yeah.
And, they like, you know, they'll be like, I feel like a thing that I like that they do, they have these, just the verse will be like, oh yeah, this is cool. And then I feel like they do a good job of just like building to the, you know, I feel like it's full of hooks, you know, like the choruses are catchy. The verses are, I feel like that's the thing is some songs you listen to, I feel like, and I'm like waiting for the chorus. I'm like, oh boy, I can't wait. Cause this is, I could take or leave this. If this verse like just didn't keep going but I feel like this, I'm like, oh, this is a pleasant verse. And like, oh, like I didn't even know like a world opens up and it's, that just keeps happening. It's like they know what they're doing.
That's my conspiracy theory about Katy Perry. I think she writes intentionally boring verses so that you're so excited when the chorus comes back. They're like, oh yeah, I like this part.
It could be. I listened to a Katy Perry song once as I was riding home from an ayahuasca ceremony. And it was particular. Maybe if it was in a different circumstance, I wouldn't have had the reaction that I was like, oh, I love this song now.
Yeah.
But because this, I had just gone through this, you know, sort of ethereal, hallucinogenic, you know, spiritual experience, kind of dreamlike in ways. And then I got into this lift to drive to go home. And the song that comes on the radio is, I think, not what I would normally play after that experience where I'm coming down back to myself, back to, you know, sleep and earth. And it's like, I'm wide awake. I don't know if you guys know that one, but that's the lyrics are, that's all there are. But I was like, oh, wow, I am wide awake. I've been waking up this whole time.
They should hand out 5-hour energies at her concerts during that song.
Oh, yeah. But so in Promise, the song that we just listened to, I think the lyrics of the chorus are, I promise not to try not to fuck with your mind.
It's speaking of reading, I promise not to try not to fuck with your mind. I promise not to mind if you go your way and I go mine. I promise not to lie if I'm looking you straight in the eye. I promise not to lie and not to let you down.
But the first, I'm like, what is the first promise that he's making? I promise not to try not to fuck with your mind.
So it sounds like he is going to try to fuck with
it. It's unclear. But yeah, it seems like he could be fucking with your mind. I mean,
he's fucking with our minds right now.
Man, one time in college, we had an assignment to analyze song lyrics, mm-hmm. and I asked the teacher, I'm like, can I analyze my own song lyrics? Like, I write songs, and the teacher was like, if you do it, you know, like, rigorously in a way that you would somebody else's, and I was like, oh, I have to still do the work? Okay. and I did it, and I'm like, oh, I found connections. I was like, sometimes you're like, did they intend that? I'm like, I know for sure I didn't intend that, but I found cool things.
Yeah.
And so I feel like this is a cool thing. I'm like, I've listened to this song so many times since it came out, and never thought about the fact that those lyrics were fucking with my own mind.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe I hadn't heard that, but it's like, it was a radio single for sure.
One of their top ones.
Yeah. And it only has 5 million plays on Spotify, though.
Oh man, if you had heard it, it would be 5 million and one.
I want to say that was that one sounded a little different to me than the other stuff I've heard from them too. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of their stuff, when I was listening to the song before it, I was realizing that I think I associate them with like Third Eye Blind kind of.
Oh sure.
Lyrically, they remind me a lot of Third Eye Blind in some of the sound too. And maybe it's just a time period thing too, because I think that I liked Third Eye Blind right around the same time as that.
Yeah.
I think they're in the same grouping.
Yeah. And just angry white men.
Have a number in their title that's divisible by three. Yes. Yeah.
What was that? Nine Stories, right? Isn't that the band, too?
Is that the one that's...
Story of a Girl, isn't that?
Yes.
Is it 9 Days? What's
Nine
it
Days.
9 Days, yeah. That's three.
And then there's 3 Days Grace.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're on to something here.
11-teen. 11-threen. That's my band.
11-threen.
Where'd you come up with the name 11-threen? Well, I knew that 11-teen had been taken by 11 teens who became Eve 6 after they got rid of somebody and Faginson joined up.
And just again, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. Let's hear Mike Birbiglia's least favorite song, Think Twice.
Oh. That's funny. I was like, has he weighed in on this?
What, the new one? That's so funny.
When all is said, fighting, I feel the hurt so physical. Think twice before you touch my girl.
Oh, what the
hell? Feel the burn. Think twice before you touch my girl. Come around, come around, no more. Think twice before you touch my girl. Come around, I'll let you feel the burn. Think twice before you touch my girl.
I've heard this. I think this has come on, like, when I've maybe after listening to Third Eye Blind or something, this might have come on my Spotify.
Yeah,
but this had a video too.
And just to be clear, like, think twice before you touch any person and have their consent.
Sure. That's what they say on the train.
Yeah,
think twice before touching other train passengers.
Because like that, this girl doesn't belong to you.
Right.
She's, you know,
sure.
But if you're being productive, she's like, hey, this guy's bothering me. Okay, hey, think twice. Please don't bother this person.
Well, are you mine or not? Because otherwise, I'm not telling him shit.
Exactly.
It says Eve 6 members think twice about trying to be something they're not.
Whoa.
When pinning Eve 6's Think Twice, singer bassist Max Collins bucked the first rule of writing. Instead of writing what he knew, Collins put himself in someone else's shoes, and the fit was less than comfortable. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Who said that?
Oh, sorry. But
I also love, just while we're on that, I love a singer bassist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's always fun.
He says, no one was touching my girl at the time.
Ah.
Everyone was thinking twice back then.
Why are you wet, bud? I don't know. All right.
I'm just excited.
yeah, he's just writing about the record label, or about trying to be something he's not.
Ah.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. Well, there you go.
He's like, I'm not the kind of guy who warns people to stay away from my girl. I'm the kind of guy who girls go away from.
On a fucking jetpack.
I'm leaving with a jetpack. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I just want to point out, so I searched for, oftentimes to research for this show, we search, like Eve 6 sucks or like Coldplay, whatever.
Controversy is a big
yeah,
one.
Controversy. Oh, I didn't know that.
There isn't any.
Okay.
I tried it. Yeah.
Everyone agrees.
Somebody wrote, this is on Fish, forum.fish.net.
Sounds like a website like your cat would like.
It says Eve 6 was hands down the worst band I ever saw. Thank God it was free.
That's
messed up. Have you ever seen Eve 6 live?
I have not seen Eve 6 live.
I think I would have gone to see. I wish that they were a band that was like touring while I was, able to go see. I don't think they were. I guess that they put a new album out in 2012. We were talking about, but they were broken up for a while. I want to see the actual. They disbanded in 2004. Returned for numerous tours in 2007 with a new lineup, and finally reunited with all three original members in early 2011. They signed to Fearless Records in the spring of that year and released their long-awaited fourth album, Speak in Code, containing the singles Victoria and Curtain.
I have not. I literally until today didn't know that happened, and I'm real excited.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't seem like you were one of the many people long awaiting that fourth album.
I mean, I've been longer awaiting it.
You've been edging.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I can't. I'm like the same way that Katy Perry makes her verses worse so that the chorus will be all that more enjoyable. Mm-hmm. That's why I've been waiting 7+ years.
Every once in a while, you'll like turn the volume slightly up on one of their songs and you can turn it right back down.
Ooh, I wonder what that one's going to be about. I wonder if a girl ever stays. I also like that in 2007 they had a different lineup. I'm like, surely the singer must. I'm like, could everybody different? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, can we be Eve 6? Yeah.
I need three guys. I can just be Eve 6.
If you get three white guys in a room, that's Eve 6.
It's like a minion of Jews. An Eve 6 of men.
All right. Let's listen to Amphetamines.
Oh, yeah. Let's kick it into.
Eleventeen.
And also, if we remember, they were teens when they started being a band.
Hmm.
So,
oh, that's true.
Th- That song might have been a couple years
later. I think
later,
this album was later, though.
Yeah, that's fair. It also, I feel like this evokes for me like a little Blink 182, which...
Yes!
Sadly, yeah. Not divisible by three.
Yes.
Right. It's funny. I was trying to do that math earlier.
Yeah, because 180.
It was 180. Yeah. Damn.
So close.
So close.
Off by only one.
I mean, you're pretty much always so close if you're going divisible
That's
by three.
That's true. What about plus 44? No. Well, what plus 44?
Like the May 2, also singing bassist. Mark Hoppus.
98 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. So close. Yeah, so many are one less than less than Jake. That's divisible, I think. That was amphetamines.
Oh yeah.
Amphetamines and jelly beans. Interesting.
Is that
That's the first
lyrics?
Line.
Oh, okay.
I had to tell my parole officer, I said, I only listen to amphetamines.
He said that's still test that shows up in the test.
You're still in possession of them. They're on the table. Your ear is. Yeah. I can't hear you.
Phone me once in a while. Let me know you're all right. Tell you again that I'm fine. Then we go about our separate ways.
Going their separate ways.
I like it.
That's their
always,
their
yeah,
bread
always
and butter.
Going separate ways.
I have a question. I've not listened to every episode of your podcast. I want to come clean. But what in the aftermath of doing these episodes, are there people who come around and change their minds about the bands being objectionable based on the conversations you have and the clips?
People have told us that they've gotten into stuff, or that they wouldn't have given something a chance, maybe. But I can't think of like specific ones. The classic one for me, especially, was I had never really listened to ABBA, or I hadn't considered that they were good.
Sure.
And then our buddy Joe Quazala on one of the early episodes played, gave us six songs, and I was like, "Oh, I love ABBA, actually." Besides that, what else is there?
Well, I always bring up when we talk about this, I always think about They Might Be Giants,
oh,
who I always thought of as a novelty band, and then we listened to some of their
Same.
Songs. I was like, "Oh yeah, these are great.
Oh, they're
really
fantastic."
Like them. Yeah.
Right. There's one other one that I can I remember it might have been a Shane Torres episode, but there was another band that I just never had listened to, and I had gotten them mixed up with kind of whiny boy bands, and then realized that I actually really liked it, but I can't remember who. But yeah, we've had some, but a lot of it's just us having a good time.
Oh, that's
listening
fine.
Listening to some fun music.
Yeah, I'm happy for that to be.
I want to hear Here's to the Night and then go to Facebook. But this is the song that I think, this one doesn't have nearly as many plays as Inside Out, but I listen to this way more. So this is Here's to the Night. I'm going to start it over because I like the beginning.
Oh,
I'll just love to do that. This is a great prom song.
Adult prom.
Yeah. Why is there no adult prom? I mean, sure, Tommy goes to proms as an adult, but that's different.
So denied, so I lied. Are you the now or never kind? In a day and a day, love, I'm gonna be gone for good again. Are you
I like the whole my time.
Oh, sure.
Damn.
Thank you.
what a feel.
There it is.
That still makes me damn tingle. Oh. I love that shit.
It's also, I feel like...
Not tinkle, yeah. You piss freaks.
The, like, most of their... I feel like I think of their sound generally as being, like, you know, more inside-outy, you know, like, harder. Yeah. But mm-hmm. This is, like, I don't know, soft and orchestral.
Yes, and, yes,
and
orchestral.
Girlfriend, too. I noticed, yeah, two songs with string sections in there. Yeah.
Love a string.
Yeah.
As a violinist, I'm sure. You
I... Those are, I can confirm those are strings. I'm a string musician.
Yeah. Our new segment, Ask a Violinist. Those strings. That's the only question we ask.
Yeah. Yes or no?
We're gonna start calling you on the phone during these recordings.
I like it.
Get your expert opinions.
Strings attached with Mike Kaplan.
This song, I feel like here, I'm like, I knew I had something to say, and now I know what it is. My theory on why this one doesn't have as many views is because this is one about him leaving.
Yes.
This is not in his wheelhouse. This is, but it is still like, you know, projecting into, it's now the future, where he's like, it's gonna, it's certainly not, it's gonna be bad, but this time, my fault.
Yeah. This song is about a one-night stand, but it was commonly misinterpreted as a nostalgic song.
But it's Here's
song.
To the Night. this is already it's a total misnomer.
It's Here's to the Night we felt a lot. He says nights, though.
But he says nights, right?
Yeah. Yeah, what the hell?
Now, and
or
this
is it Here's to the Night?
An argument
now
for
I'm confused.
Why you shouldn't listen to lyrics.
That's true. It is.
Too closely.
What were the hell...
I think he does say, here's to the times we all did. Like, it seems like he is talking about past things.
Maybe, but maybe it's multiple women.
Think about all the times we've made horrible mistakes like this. Let's make another one. Yeah. As we,
I mean, I guess we can just listen to it real fast.
If you want to.
Yes.
Right. It is nice. I already found it.
I'm mad. He lied to me. He promised to try not to try to fuck with my mind, and then he did.
He said he promised not to try not to fuck with your head.
He said it right there.
I'm still so confused.
Let's see.
So my one story with this song that I remember very well is when I was like maybe 12 or 13 years old, you know, I had this group of friends. We were all very close. And one of our friends was moving to the East Coast, and we were in the Midwest. So it was kind of like, we're never going to see. It was a very emotional thing. It was like the last night she could hang out with us. And she was kind of like, you know what? Let's just have a fun night. Let's completely ignore it. I was like, have a fun night, like driving around like we always do. And we start driving around. And then my friend just puts on this song. And she just immediately starts bawling, crying. And I was like, why would you put on that song?
Yeah, like, you should play the Open Road song.
Yes. Yeah.
You should call her and be like, don't worry. It was about one night stands.
No, I was
but
trying
it says
to bang
nice.
You.
Yeah, it's commonly misinterpreted as a nostalgic song signifying the end of something special. As a result, it was often played at school graduation ceremonies. Weird.
School takes place during the day. That's one of the main things about it.
Here's to the lunch breaks we felt alive.
It's like when people play Bruce Springsteen at, you know, political
Born
rallies,
in the USA, yeah.
And he's like, no. He's like, that's not the way that I interpret it.
Yeah. When asked by Pop Break about the song's popularity at proms and graduations, Eve's six guitarist John Siebels replied, it was a way of us reaching people that probably wouldn't have known us otherwise, and something that sort of kept us on people's minds all this time. It was really funny that happened, but we're also really grateful for it. Is it funny?
Is it that None funny? Of that makes sense. Hey, what do you think about the fact that your song played at proms and graduations, even though it didn't have anything to do with that. Well, it was funny, and people thought about it, and were grateful for it. I mean,
people have thought about us all this time.
to be fair, I mean, what answer did they expect?
Right.
Oh, it was bad that they did that.
We've been giving that money back. Yeah.
Too many spins.
That was an athletic move by the cat.
That was athletic. Our cat, the cats are being crazy. Let's go to Facebook and then wrap this thing up and do with our scores. So, as with every episode of this show, I post on Facebook asking people their thoughts on the band we are talking about. Like I said, there was... There was shit on people shitting on Eve Six just on the internet, but none of it was something I felt needed to be read necessarily. And like you said, no controversies with them. I did find that it's on HoustonPress.com. They were listed as one of the 10 bands so bad you forgot about them. I don't know if they belong in that.
That doesn't make sense.
I didn't forget about them. So you're
so
wrong.
So bad you forgot.
Also, do you guys remember the movie Battlefield Earth?
I never saw it.
I also didn't see it, but I remember wanting to see it maybe because of... I saw a review that made me not want to see it. Like on Rotten Tomatoes, it got like 3% or 0%. And even the best review was like, this is the stuff that summer blockbusters are made of. But I saw one review that was like, you know how some movies are so bad that you can enjoy watching them? They're like, this is not like that. So that... Eve Six, you're also not so bad.
Yeah.
You got forgotten. You're so good that I remembered.
Yeah, you were remembered, Eve Six. Wayne Mimmett writes, the lyrics to On the Roof Again are absolutely insane. Let's look up those lyrics.
On the roof again.
That's good to be.
Also, that reminds me of the, what is it, the Third Eye Blind song, Jumper or Ledge?
Jumper.
Ledge Jumper, oh, yeah. I believe. Yes.
That's the phone game they made up.
I'm gonna play it while we read these. Just
okay.
Why not? Why not do both?
Yeah, I thought about On the Roof Again, but there was too many good. I couldn't say them all. Oh yeah. I think it makes sense.
Yeah. Go ahead.
A thing that they do is, you know, like promise not to, you know, try not to, like with all these
double negatives.
Yeah. And an Inside Out also, you know, find nothing but faith in nothing here. Tied the knot, not knowing how to not know. That could mean something like getting married, unaware of the fact of all the things that you aren't aware of, you got married too young. Like, it makes sense.
I will say I hate this song.
That's
all
fine.
The songs, this is shit went bad. He's on the roof again. She flipped. He flipped the bird.
Damn.
I am glad that you didn't put this one on there.
I'm glad too.
Oh no, there's a lyric in here. Your heinous highness broke her hymen. Oh. Hey man, try to quit your crying. Your heart, but try to come down.
To be fair, that part of the song is just one that sounds cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
air Let's hear if it sounds cool.
I think compared to the lyrics.
I got right there. That's
yeah, that
crazy.
Was incredible. Wow.
I hate that. I think I would have liked that as a youth, but I think it...
You know who would have hated that? T.I.
No, that's true.
That news story, yeah.
he'd have to.
That will be long it. Irrelevant by the time this is released. And already is at the time of recording.
All right, let's continue with Facebook here. Let's see. Oh, Derek Moulds writes, yeah, I used to really like this band, but it's hard to defend Think Twice. I liked Think Twice, Derek. I don't know. Dave Bergman writes, that song was more like a writing exercise than the actual singer's real-life first-person feelings. We already read about that. Will Carey writes, Horoscope was one of my favorite albums in high school. Enemy, Jetpack, and Nightmare, underrated songs from that album. Their fourth album, Speak in Code, has some catchy songs, Lost and Found being my favorite. Maybe we can listen to that on the way out. Ryan Shea writes, anytime from the out... from the Out Cold soundtrack, still a straight heater.
I loved Out Cold.
I did too.
Yeah.
One of Zach Galifianakis' first movies.
What movie?
Out Cold.
Oh, okay.
A snowboarding movie?
Got yeah, it's like a it's a teen comedy though. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's but it's yeah, it's very fun.
I'm not allowed to watch it then. I'm older.
Let's hear Anytime because I don't remember that song, but I want to remember. Is it not on here? Oh, it's not on Spotify. Well, that sucks.
Can you just plug in your CD player?
that's and weird. Get maybe the, that's not what it's called.
The disc.
Yes, get the disc, Tom.
Let me get the disc. Hold on, I've got to retire to my disc room.
Well, we can read from the novelization of Out Cold that you have on your bookshelf while we wait.
I prefer the video game. Yeah. Also, I have a pitch for you guys to have a, I don't know, you could write a movie or something called Tom and Tommy Go to Prom and Prommy.
Ooh, love that.
That's good.
We used to have a stand-up show called Tom and Tommy Comedy Mommy.
True. Hey, never mind.
Yeah. That was one where we go, we need a name for this. Tommy said that. I said, that's we're done here. We did it.
That's like an Eve 6 lyric. Your Heinous Highness wrote that lyric.
Oh, man. Let's see. Kyle Scanlon writes, Eve 6 is rock music for sixth graders. Well, I don't know about all wow. that, Kyle.
Yeah, childlike wonder.
let's see. Peter Lyrene writes, if you're 12 and don't like Eve 6, you have no heart in a blender. If you're 21 and up and you like Eve 6, you stuck your head in a blender.
Damn. Well done.
I mean,
that's great.
Here's my assessment of those last two comments. The one who said it's for sixth graders, like, you were probably in sixth grade when it came out
right.
and you liked it.
Yeah.
And you were right to like it.
Of course.
Because it brought you joy. And I don't know if you've talked about how, like, when you're in your teen years, like that's when your brain is, you know, still like becoming an adult, and the things that you like then have staying power with
right.
you, like in like through the rest of your life. You'll be nostalgic for, you could still love new things,
sure.
but the things that you loved then, other people will be like, why do you love that thing? Is because it like went into the genetic and environmental soup that
yeah.
was mixing at the time. So if you liked it then and you keep liking it, I feel like you're grandfathered in.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Jenna Sowers writes, Inside Out is an excellent karaoke song. Don't at me. I totally agree. I'm right. I put it into my phone because, you know, when you're at karaoke, you're like, what the hell songs do I
yeah.
That's in there.
Don't Inside Out me.
Chad Dinnick writes, their first album is great if you like poetry and wordplay. I do.
It's great if you like lyrics.
Dalton Luttrell writes, such an underrated band. So many fantastic songs that are straight up bangers. And
they have one called Bang, I believe.
Ah,
I put it on my list, but I had a lot of songs on my list.
Let's listen to that. The last comment, Patrick McDonough writes, when I first heard Inside Out on the radio, I knew it sucked. Well, agree to disagree. Patrick.
That's a strange thing to say.
Yeah. It is written very weirdly.
That's not where I thought that comment was
no,
going.
No, I knew it sucked.
She walked into my office, and I knew Eve 6 sucked.
All right, let's hear Eve 6 bang. I just wanted to clear our
oh yeah
palates after that terrible final comment from Patrick. Man, I almost blew that.
We almost didn't hear the bang. Oh, yeah. I feel like that one...
That's a good pickup.
It starts totally different than that.
Right, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a surprise.
It is a surprise. I liked that. I think that concludes us here. Before we...
Final thoughts on Eve 6 before we give our ranking of the playlist.
Yes.
I'm going to listen to their new album on the way home.
That's a good final thought.
Their new 2012 album. Finally.
You finally earned it.
Yeah.
You defended them well.
Wow.
This was really fun. I wish that there was more information about Eve 6 out there is my only criticism, because I enjoyed listening to them.
And I guess I'll say, with what we saw, it reminds me of like the way that in the 90s, I was like, Keanu Reeves really knows what he's doing. It seems like he doesn't.
Right.
But he did Speed. He did Bill and Ted. Mm-hmm. He did The Matrix.
Yeah.
He didn't do Speed 2.
Yes.
I was like,
what
wow,
a
this.
Move.
And so I feel like these guys, based on what we have heard, like that interview with the guy about the prom where he made no sense at all.
Right.
You're like, I think it's good that they didn't do a lot of interviews. That they're like, let's just let the music speak for itself. And you're like, what's that lyric about Ginger? Rail or Daria, they're like, it's just you gotta hey man, don't listen if you don't want to. It's,
yeah.
So I kind of respect.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that, like, sometimes you hear news about celebrities and it's bad. You're like, oh no, this person that we liked, they did a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good that that information comes forward, but it's even better to be like, hey, what? We haven't heard from this group or this person in a while. I guess they've just been enjoying their life and not hurting anyone.
It's right. Beautiful. Yeah.
I was reading about their breakup, so I, because, you know, breakups are always hard, obviously. Relatively poor sales of It's All in Your Head, only 192,000 CDs were removed, compared to the platinum and gold certification for their two previous albums, resulted in an Eve 6 release from their contract with RCA. Subsequently announcing their breakup, Eve 6 played their final show together on July 15th, 2004, under the Gateway Arch in St. Louis. Collins had a short-lived project called Brotherhood of Lost Dogs. Collins and Fagenson reunited to form a new band called the Suji Tap.
We're the Lost Dogs of Wall Street. I think they should reunite one more time because their sweet spot is breakup songs. So just write their own breakup song about the band's demise.
Yeah. I guess after a year apart, Collins and Fagenson began writing for and producing for other artists, including Puddle of Mud.
Ah.
We Don't Have to Look Back Now, and collaborating on their new side project, the Suji Tap. Anyway, wanted to read about that. Even their breakup really wasn't that dramatic.
Yeah.
It says it all.
It just happened.
Yeah.
192,000, still a lot of albums.
I know, right?
I'm basically just picking five, because we played seven, I think, mm-hmm. of the ones that you picked.
Yes.
And then we also played Inside
Some that
Out,
I
obviously.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go 5 out of 6 on this. I really enjoyed it. I had already listened to... I mean, I've spent a lot of time listening to Eve 6, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
This was a nice nostalgic look through memory lane. I had a pretty traumatic experience with the song Here's to the Night, where I used to do this thing in my childhood home where I would put on little... I would get home from school, and I didn't have a babysitter from, like, when I was 9 and up. And so I used to put on concerts in my home where I would play music and do, like, karaoke versions of them, basically. And my stepdad walked in on me doing that. But I would do... It was as if I was doing, you know, a big show. It was very embarrassing. But my stepdad walked in on the middle of me doing it. He came home from work early, and I was singing a very emotional rendition of Here's to the Night.
That's so funny.
So I kind of put it away for a while after that, and it's
you put
nice
away
to reopen.
Things, yeah.
Hey, don't hurt the chicken. And hey, listeners, you don't hurt the chicken either.
That's one thing to take away.
Tommy, what do you say?
I'm gonna go 4 out of 6. I really enjoyed it. I feel like they're just. I didn't like Girlfriend. It was just too slow for me. So I think more of a beat would have kicked in the longer we listened, but I'll have to give it a more honest try. But I really enjoyed it, and I think that I want more 4 out of 6 bands to be popular. You know what I mean? Like, just like music that's like this. Like, it's very enjoyable, and I like the lyrics. I like his voice, and I want more of that.
I would like to hear more of his voice, but it is funny. Anytime, I think because of the title Girlfriend, I had in my head that Call Your Girlfriend.
Robin.
Great song. Mike, what do you give this playlist?
Oh, the playlist that I came up with?
Yes.
I mean, so I came up with 6 songs, and we played even more than that, so I give it an 8 out of 6.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's allowed, but yeah.
Who gives a shit?
So we're not sure exactly when it'll come out, so do you have any general plugs of where people can find your stuff kind of thing?
Yeah, so on December...
no, Mike, no.
of 2047.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're
that's
thinking
general, enough, right?
We're making 700 episodes.
Yeah. My website and all my social media is my name, Mike Kaplan, MYQKAPLAN. You can get my albums wherever albums are. I have a special on Amazon called Small, Dork, and Handsome.
Love it.
And my podcast is called Broccoli and Ice Cream. It's a free episode every week, and then also one bonus episode on Patreon week also.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you search for my name, you'll find me, and I thank you.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thanks so much for doing it, man.
Thank you.
Check out Tommy's album.
Yes.
Who's Tommy? Go to his website. Is there anything else?
No, yeah, just do this. Yeah, look for dates on the website.
Get on the Patreon. Give us a few of your measly dollars.
Measly.
You owe us that much. You sick pup. I'll be around. Follow me on stuff, and I'll post about it. I'll be specifically at... Dr. Grin's coming up sometime after this is released in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So come to that. I should be at Sketchfest this year in San Francisco. Oh, hell yeah. And, you know, keep it crispy. Bye.